They have information. I think I'd take it. If I thought there was something wrong, I'd go maybe to the FBI if I thought there was something wrong.
That was President Trump unleashing the critics with comments about collecting dirt from foreign adversaries, including Democratic Congressman and 2020 candidate Eric Swalwell, who has in the past stopped short of calling for impeachment. But now, today, he said this.
My question is, why now? Why are you now calling for impeachment?
Well, if you were even to give him the benefit of the doubt that it was a naive campaign, he was a businessman running for president, didn't really mean it, it's clear that he means it now. And that to me is a consciousness of guilt, not just for impeachable offenses for what he's doing now in real time, but now it shows that the conduct during the last election was also one that was done with intent. So I don't think we can wait any longer. Our democracy is at risk.
Here now, Trey Gowdy, former House Oversight Committee Chairman and Fox News contributor. Trey, good to see you this evening. What do you make of Eric Swalwell's change of heart on the topic of impeachment?
I'm just trying to process the democracy is at risk, so let's impeach a duly elected president over a crime for which he was not indicted. I'm trying to process how all that works together. Here's what I can tell you about Eric. He's not just getting on the impeachment bandwagon. He helped build it. He was on the House Intelligence Committee. They wanted a cloud over this presidency, and they got one. But he and Schiff have been leading the impeachment train. Whether or not he formally called for it or not, his actions have indicated that he wanted Trump to not be president since the inauguration.
Well, but what do you, go back to what the president said. And we just, talked to Joaquin Castro, who said that he was really appalled by that comment in the Oval Office.